two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude. You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
Did you bring anything to the cookout?
That's today.
Oh my God.
No, is that today?
Yes, Rudy, did you bring something to the cookout?
Andres?
You fucking called me.
Yeah, because you're doing the show. Did you bring anything for the
cookout? You told me to bring something for the cookout.
You were supposed to bring something for the cookout.
Wait. Hold on.
Don't point at the guys. Because
What are those guys? What are they doing, though?
They're ashamed that you didn't bring something to the cookout.
Yeah, but why didn't they remind me to bring... Andreas, why didn't you remind me to bring something to the cookout?
Because we recorded 3 days ago.
Yeah, I knew you wouldn't.
You knew that I wouldn't?
Yeah.
Yeah, we knew you wouldn't do shit.
You knew I wouldn't do it?
What scumbag.
What a fucking piece of shit you are.
No, no, no. You, don't pass the buck to him.
Yeah?
You're a scumbag. You didn't bring shit to the cookout.
Like Juliana?
And we did.
I thought Andreas would text you.
Yeah, yeah. Did he text you?
Yeah.
So you reminded her?
Yeah, I can trust her.
And you didn't remind me?
Yeah.
Okay, bring me my potato salad. So, hey.
Bobby reminded me yesterday.
Hey, Bobby reminded me.
Oh, my God.
Fuck you.
Hey. Yeah. Be nice.
Fuck you and fuck you.
You didn't bring shit.
I brought my fucking potato salad.
You lazy, fat piece of shit.
Now, where's your beers that you're going to bring to the fucking...
First of all, they're in the fridge right now. Would you like a beer, Bobby?
Right, wait, the beers that were already in here, you're supposed to bring fresh beer, dude.
Oh, you want fresh beer?
Yeah, dude.
Just
where's the kimchi?
It's right there.
Bro, what the fuck? You told me to bring potato salad.
No, I told you to come to the fucking show
Bring tomorrow, but you also told me yesterday to bring the potato salad. That's why I brought that shit.
He brought the potato salad.
No, I never thought I said to
you
bring
told
it.
Me that yesterday. That's the only reason I bought it. I didn't even know I had to bring anything because you told me that when you said do the show tomorrow.
Now, here's what we're going to have to do.
Okay.
Here's what we're going to have to do.
Why are you talking to me in that tone?
I like it.
No,
but why are you talking to me in that tone?
Because you be bullshit. You know what I mean?
First of all, I called you yesterday to do the show tomorrow night, right? Yep. And you're like, nah, I don't do the store. That was crazy.
No, it wasn't.
Why?
Because you already know. We have this discussion on how I feel about the store.
Yeah,
but this is not a store. It's not a store-sponsored thing. You're part of the Bad Friends family.
But
we're doing a Bad Friends show at the Comedy Store, and that's what I invited you to.
Once I realized that, I said, okay. Right?
Yeah. All right. Okay. Did you drink today?
A little bit.
Okay. I can tell.
All right. First of all, welcome to the cookout.
Welcome to the cookout.
Rudy, do you want to explain what you brought? What is this?
I brought a sponge cake that is very famous in the Philippines. It's called mamon.
Mamon.
Or we call it torta sometimes.
Oh, no. Torta's Mexican.
Yeah, Mexican.
That's not yours. You can't just have that. Wait, so is this it?
Yeah.
This says ube ensamada. Ube
ensamada.
Yeah.
Is this good? Does it need to be heated up?
No.
Is that cheese on top?
Yeah.
All right. They have cheese, too, down there.
All right, so it's really soft.
Yeah.
So do we all have to try this?
Yeah. I've already had a couple, so I'm pass.
And now what's inside of this as I get grossed out? What is that purple stuff that's in there?
It's just cream.
Purple cream?
Yeah. Just try it.
Look at it.
Okay, wait a minute. Excited. You want to try one of these ube and sanambas?
Yeah.
All right, and this is all, the whole bag is filled with this, right?
Yeah.
It's just one thing. Do you guys want to try one?
I'm good.
Here, Pete, let's see if we can do this without knocking anything over.
Yeah. Perfect.
Good catch, Pete.
Thank you.
All right, so let me try one. Let's try a little bit of ube and sanaba because we want to try everybody's everything that we brought to the to the cookout here. What do you need, Doc?
Yeah. I'm going to grab this fork. Where about me?
Mouthy.
Whoa.
Good?
Man, shut your punk ass. All right, I'm ready.
So what is... He has hostility toward me.
This is good.
It's good, right?
It's not hostility.
You know why he's hostile?
Why?
He just got out of jail. He stormed the stage at Dave Chappelle. Was that you, Doc?
Fucking no.
Yeah, yeah. It looked like you. I was like, what?
Dude, they beat the shit out of that guy.
Oh, good.
Did you see the pictures of this guy?
No.
Bring up the photo of this guy. Look at the guy that stormed the... This fucking guy, you know what happened. After it was over, they gave him a couple more, you know?
They gave
him a couple more nuts.
I don't know exactly what happened. I just know that he was assaulted.
He storms the stage, that's him. The clearest one is like the fifth one down. Do you see it?
Here, I got it right here.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Okay. And why did
Zoom
he do
in
it?
On
why
his
did he
face.
Do it? Why did he do it?
Well, I don't know motive yet, but apparently somebody said he had.
Oh shit! You don't. A Bobby Lee show
assault.
Nothing will happen.
Assault.
Yeah.
Attack Bobby because at his show he'll just give you a hug.
Yeah.
But this guy got caught up in the Matrix. What's that called in black culture when that happens to this guy, Doc?
Beat down.
Getting beat down.
You're getting beat the fuck down.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. So he tackles Dave, and apparently he's got like a knife and or a, something that looks like a gun or a knife. I don't know the details. And Dave got out of the way. Good timing on Dave. Dodged.
He used just your technique of dodging elephants.
Yeah, really.
Look at that's what it is. It was a knife that looked like a gun.
You think he'll have PTSD from it?
Dave?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
No. Because he...
It seems traumatic, though.
It looks like he won. Do you know what I mean?
I know, but still... okay, he did win.
Do you know what I mean?
I understand that.
It just feels like Dave is like... I don't know. Maybe his security will get tighter. No one will be able to access the stage, period, now.
Yeah. Like, how... I just don't understand how... Because I've like been to like a Cure concert... And like, how do I get up there to attack Robert Smith? I wouldn't, but I'm just saying, how would you even be able to do it?
I mean, use the Hollywood Bowl. You've been. You can walk right up to the stage.
Yeah. I see.
I think what you can do is, we're giving tips on how to do this.
Yeah.
What is this that you brought, Pete? Is this a burrito?
This is sausage and pepper. Salsicce pepperu. It's an Italian cookout.
Oh my God. Oh, this guy brought an entire sausage and pep.
He probably made it at home too.
Let me tell you something about sausage and pep. Oh, it's nice and sticky. Whoa, Bobby, you've never had sausage and peppers, have you?
No, never.
You don't know nothing about
what it. What is a pep there?
Italiano, the sausage, sausage and pep. This is so good, Pete. Where'd you get this from?
Italian market. It's called Mario's.
Do me a huge favor. I'm not kidding. Yeah. Take a bite of this. You're going to fucking lose your mind.
Yeah, but I had a meatball sandwich for lunch. I'll eat some.
But you gotta.
All right.
You gotta. Mm-hmm. How good is that?
Mamma mia!
Mamma mia!
Bada boom, bada bing!
Bada bing, bada boom!
You looking at me?
Come on, T. Hey, T, this guy's over here talking shit. You gonna let him talk to you like that?
Wow, that's great.
You never watched The Sopranos, did you?
Hello?
Yeah?
You have a napkin?
Yeah. And the last thing we need to have you eat at the cookout is the potato salad and the kimchi and that. You gotta try all of it.
Why me, though?
Nah, because you didn't bring anything.
I brought the fucking potato salad!
Who brought the potato salad? Was it Rudy?
On the way over here, where did we go?
Ralph's.
Yeah.
Whose idea was it, though?
To Bobby's.
To pick it up and buy it?
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Fuck you.
Don't do that because you know he didn't bring it. Can I have one of those, Pete?
I did bring it.
What an unbelievable waste of food. I hope we don't err in a country where they're struggling to get food.
You mean? What?
I hope none of our fans are in countries where they can't get food.
Well, I looked it up. And Ethiopia is.
Are we good?
Huge, oh, huge.
We're huge in Ethiopia?
Yeah, huge in Ethiopia.
It's
yeah.
good to know we got fans.
Yeah, yeah.
No, yeah. So, listen, here's the bottom line. Bob, you brought your salad.
Yeah.
And he brought his.
Yeah.
But the problem was, we wanted it homemade because you said black people in potato salad, we make the best and we care about which one, where it comes from. This is just Vons.
Yeah, I get it.
But why didn't you, I wanted you to bring your potato salad.
What do you want me to? I don't have a fucking kitchen in my studio. If I would have had one, I would have fucking made one. I mean, what the fuck?
Stop.
Wait a minute.
Wait. Let me ask you something.
How's that my problem?
Let's talk about. Can I ask you some questions?
Oh, go ahead. Shoot.
And I'm not assaulting you, and I'm not
going
to make fun of you at all.
What you doing? Say it.
Let's go to basics.
Yeah, let's go.
Do you have a bathroom?
Yes.
Okay, with a shower and everything.
So you can make wine in the toilet.
Shower, but not a bathtub.
You don't have a bathtub, but you have a shower.
No.
Yeah. But you don't.
I don't have a bathtub.
But you don't take baths, do you, Doug?
No, a shower.
Yeah, but if you had a bathtub, you would take a bath.
No.
You don't like
disgusting.
Baths?
No.
I love baths.
Because when you wash yourself down and all that nut juice and all that sitting in there, it's like a fucking.
Okay,
no,
can you don't say something right now?
What the fuck are you talking about?
What the fuck are you talking about? I don't know how much nut juice comes out of your nut. Right?
Obviously, a ton.
A ton, right? Yeah. It must be just a faucet of fucking nudges. Like there's a knob. And of nudges. Now listen, okay?
Black nut juice.
Yeah.
Black nut juice.
What you do is this. I don't plug in the fucking thing at first. What I do is I let the faucet run in the bath.
Mm-hmm.
I stick my asshole to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I take pine tar soap. Mm-hmm. That's what I use, right? And I stick the bar inside the asshole and I wash it out. Right?
Yeah.
Then my nut juice, I squirt out some in the little fucking faucet. Yeah, little, you know, I don't have as much as you do. I have like three little squirts. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nut juice, right? Then I wash out my dick, right?
Right.
And then I plug it up. So all the nut juice and shit juice is all in the drain, baby.
All in the drain.
Yeah. And then I put hot water in. Mm-hmm. I put some Epsom salt. right? And I take a little bath.
Yeah.
And it's relaxing.
You ever bath bomb? You ever take one of those
baths? Yeah, sometimes I'll go to like Lush.
Oh, I love it.
Don't you love Lush?
Oh, I love it.
The rainbow ones where it makes all the colors.
Oh, I'll bubble up on me bath
bomb.
Yeah,
like it's like, did Ellen John fart in here?
I thought you said Ellen at first. Yeah. That would also work.
The joke would have been better if I would have said it right.
Did Ellen John fart in here?
Yeah, I fucked up the joke.
That's Elton John and Ellen together.
Yeah,
Ellen John.
Ellen John fart in here. No.
Do you take baths, Rudy?
No, I don't like it.
Why? Because it was like was it an evil thing back in the Philippines?
No, I just can't rest. Don't you rest in the bath?
What?
Don't you rest? That's what white people do.
Yeah, we just hang out.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
What do you mean whites do it? He does it too.
Yeah.
Maybe just...
Yeah. You think it's only a white thing?
That's what I see in TVs.
What were the showers like in the Philippines? Did they time you?
There's no shower. You just have a tub.
A bucket.
Yeah, and then you just do that.
Relax. Is that relaxing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems relaxing.
Yeah.
But you got to get through it before the water gets cold.
Yeah. There's no hot water. It's just really cold.
Do you boil it?
No.
No, it's just all cold.
Yeah.
Where's the water from? The river?
We have a tank.
You have a tank,
yeah.
A well?
No, a tank.
It's a water tank.
Yeah.
They put the river water in the water tank, right?
It's clean.
It's clean. Where's the water from the... I'm not making fun of you.
I don't know, but I see like trucks and they just put water in the tanks.
Ah, yeah. It's the same trucks that uses the porta potties and the drain those.
So y'all use cold water.
Yeah.
What?
So you got a good immune system there.
Yeah.
Because when you take a cold shower.
Here we go.
This is black magic.
This is all black magic.
Spit,
bro.
Man, when you take a cold shower, you ain't going to get COVID. No. By the way, this motherfucker got COVID like 3 times. He takes nothing but cold showers.
I need to take cold showers.
You still should start.
So when you take cold showers, what happens is your body gets cold, break it down, and then your fucking blood gets the fucking, you know.
I have a theory, though.
I know. Well, I know like cold baths are really good for you. You have to work out for your muscles.
When I go to this Korean spa, I'll go to the...
It may heighten your immune system. Yeah, smoking may kill you.
Oh, well then you might well what say the that fuck? About who everything the
fuck? I can say may
so,
to anything.
So the doctor said...
You may be 6 feet tall.
No.
Most likely not.
I'm not may. I am not.
Yeah, you are not. You am not.
Well, I have a theory that going to the hot sauna and then going into the cold plunge and going bathing... back and forth will elevate my life extended.
Well, they do say doing that is good. It tricks your body, so it is good for you. Like, have you ever done cryotherapy?
No, what's that?
Can we go?
Yeah, I'll do cryo.
Cryo is amazing. I mean, you basically are in like a freezing tank. You're standing up in like a... It uses... look at that. There's cryo right there. Look at that. -243.
Fuck. Wow. Does it build? Is it lukewarm and then it builds to cold, or is it cold up front?
No, it's freezing fucking cold.
Fucking outer space is -275. That's fucking shit.
Yeah. Well, you got to wear gloves and stuff, and you got to protect yourself. Otherwise, you'll get frostbite and die. Yeah. And you can only be there for, I don't even know. It's really quick.
Did you know in 2029, 2028, or 2029, there's going to be space resorts?
Yeah. Don't get him. Now you're getting him started on NASA shit.
Yeah. So there's going to be space resorts, and I might book a weekend there.
How much is it?
I don't know how much it's going to be, but that's what I heard.
A space resort? You can go to space.
Yeah, there's a resort. It's like a hotel in space.
7 years.
Yeah.
Fuck, the flight alone is
world's
like
first space hotel will open in 2027.
Yeah, look at that. That's...
Do you want to go in on a vacation home? Let's 50-50.
Yeah.
I'm so down. We have a timeshare.
Can I go?
No.
No, you're not going.
Why not?
You're so skinny, you float away into the fucking abyss.
I want to see space.
Nah.
Yeah, look up at the sky.
Yeah,
at
look
night.
Up.
Okay.
That's space. You're in space right now.
Yeah.
Space tourism is no longer stuff of the science fiction. We're just around the corner. Aside from private missions, this says it's going to have 2027. Yep. Wow. So where is it? Mars? Got to be Mars.
No. Floating? Our atmosphere.
Just floating?
Yeah. Not that far from Earth.
Take me to a planet or fuck off. I want to go to another planet.
Can we start with just floating in space and then we'll go to other planets?
I don't want to. I'm going to go right to the thing.
Yeah.
I wanted to go right to the best ride. When we went to fucking Six Flags, what did we do? Did we start off with some bullshit? Or did we do the fucking...
X2.
We did X2 right off the bat.
Yeah.
Why would I want to go toy around it? Just take me to the fucking planet.
I gave her a scenario there. Remember we were driving and I go, if there was a planet, right, that had the same, you know, atmospheric conditions that Earth did, mm-hmm. right, but we knew nothing about it. Would you just move there forever? Mm-hmm. And she said yes.
I would immediately.
What?
That's insane.
What else do I have to live for down here?
Your wife?
Oh.
Like I can't get a new fucking wife in space? Space pussy?
No. You don't know what
Andrew,
space...
Andrew.
Yeah, yeah.
Great to meet you. I've been waiting for you. I have 75 vaginas. You can fuck all of them. Imagine.
Yeah.
Imagine. You
Are
don't
they
know
all
what they
good,
got.
Though?
No, there's no.
There's got to be a couple of damaged ones.
Two of them bite your dick off. It's like Russian, it's like Russian roulette.
What if two of them are like real nice, though?
Yeah, but you got to find them.
Yeah, yeah.
The Kepler data calculated the Milky Way could harbor as many as 6 billion Earth-like planets. Well, another estimated the number of potentially habitable planets in our galaxy about 300 million. You're telling me you wouldn't take the opportunity to go live on another planet knowing you would survive. Okay, you're not going to die right away.
Yeah, you could because we don't know what the kind of viruses are on the planet.
No. But you just did say it was the same atmosphere as here, so we can breathe just fine. There's
no, it
water
has oxygen.
And water.
Right? And water, but we don't know what viruses. There's probably new viruses there.
Very good.
What?
He's right. You never
for
know
once,
what the fucking
for
hell.
For once, agree with me. Now, thank you so much.
Now, do you regret though? Now he's on your side.
Feel
it
good.
Don't no. Well,
in a
okay.
debate team, I would be scared.
Yeah.
But like, yeah,
you
yeah.
shouldn't be, Bobby. That's some good shit. I'm.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck what viruses exist up
or
there
or creatures. We don't know what kind of creatures live there.
You'll be embedded in history forever for being one of the first people to go try it. I would rather be that.
But let me ask you this
then
question.
Then fucking die just doing this podcast.
Let but you have to bring 6 people. What 6 would you bring?
You.
Why?
I could use you as a shield.
I just feel like I would be the experimental guy.
Yeah, 100%.
Go in the cave.
No, Bob, come on.
Yeah.
Just go down.
Yeah, and I go in the cave. And I'm dead.
Well, we can't go in that cave. Yeah. I would bring Griff, Eric Griffin.
Why? Oh, I know why.
Why?
Food sampling. He would eat anything.
Taste that. He eats it.
Yeah,
his head explodes.
Yeah.
Can't eat
so
that.
So we got to bring Griffin.
Then you have to bring a sacrificial lamb. You know what that is, right?
Yeah.
You know, if the creatures are like, you know, we need one of you, and then we'll let you go free. Who do I bring?
I'll do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going.
See, that's what's disgusting.
Yeah.
She loves it.
Yeah.
She thinks it's going to be some kind of alien orgy. That's why she wants to go.
Yeah.
She nods it off.
Would you bring Doc? For science. We need the science guy.
He hesitated. That means no.
No. I would bring you, but you'd have to shut the fuck up about the space. Because I would. He'd be sitting there all day.
Yeah. No, I was reading this. I was reading the Pentagon report from the CIA about these little rocks.
And
he would go on and on,
like you'd be exhausted.
And another thing he would be doing is he'd drift away, right? And he'd try to pick up like berries,
mm-hmm.
and then he'd like build like some like. Wood apparatus.
Uh-huh,
what are you doing? I'm making wine.
Yeah.
You'd be
looking to get fucked up.
You'd be getting fucked up.
Because
we wouldn't allow the wine, but you would punk. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, let me ask you this. What if it was Survivor style, though? You dropped off at that planet. You still would do it? And if what? Dinosaurs are still... dinosaurs
you know,
are
the
still
dinosaurs,
the
right? We can buy dinosaur logs.
Yeah. And they sell dinosaurs.
Yeah.
But if dinosaurs were still roaming that particular planet,
I love those
would you still do it?
Yeah. No. But you've added too many shaky elements.
Well, you didn't say.
Oh, what you're saying is that we get captured and we get dropped off there as some sort of experiment?
There it is. That's what I'm talking about.
All right. So what you're saying is that if... Well, we can't choose who we get dropped off with then, do we?
You can still.
Oh, so...
Whatever makes you comfortable.
So the alien comes down and goes, we're going to capture you, but you get to choose the 5 that you get captured with? Or no, I think they would just randomly...
They're very diplomatic like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, really?
That. I didn't know that. Yeah.
Let me say this.
All right.
If dinosaurs were on any of these places, yeah. I would never go.
Okay.
You're done.
Okay.
You're absolutely fucking... If it weren't for the asteroid that killed those fucking things, we wouldn't exist. The only reason I think that happened universally is to save human race or, you know, whatever we came from to eventually get us to be this point. Because dinosaurs were going to roam this thing for way longer.
Dinosaurs were created by the devil to make us think that there were dinosaurs, okay?
Can you believe that, Chad?
All right. Because... The Earth has only been around for like 3 to 5,000 years.
So just a little bit longer than we've been here?
Yeah.
Hmm. Seems weird.
Yeah.
Don't we have proof that there's fucking 10,000 year old?
It's all the devil.
Oh, it's fake.
Yeah. To trick us.
Huh.
To not to believe in the Bible.
Well.
Yeah.
I like this devil. To not believe in the Bible.
Hello, Tushy.
You guys, honestly, I've always had a dirty butthole.
Since I've known you.
Yeah, since you've known me. But yeah. But since you've known me, because in our old studio and this studio, we have the tushy.
We got that tush.
My butthole is clean as a whistle, buddy.
I could eat off of it.
You guys, honestly, it's like a game changer for your life. The time for spring cleaning is upon us. Do more than just dust your cabinets and organize your closets.
Yeah.
Spring clean your butthole with Hello Tushy bidets. Wiping with dry, scratchy toilet paper all winter long, our bums could use a serious refresh. Put your cleanest booty forward and start washing with Hello Tushy.
Let me tell you something. Love the tushy because it's better for the environment.
Uh-huh.
All right. And also, you get way cleaner,
yeah.
Right? You don't have that weird, uncomfortable moment where you got some swass when you get sweaty ass, and then you can feel maybe there's a little bit of leftover down there.
Mm.
I don't like that. And this one washes your bum with fresh water, way better clean the toilet paper.
Yeah.
You simply spray it, pat it dry. It attaches to your existing toilet. No electrician or plumber needed. You can do it at home because me and this idiot did it. Mm. You can do it in less than 8 minutes. Cut down your TP use by 80%, okay?
What about you, Jules? What do you have to say?
Hello Tushy has cleaned over 1 million happy bums. Join them and take care of your business the cleaner way.
We want all of our listeners to have clean bums. Yeah. Visit HelloTushy.com/badfriends to get 10% off plus free shipping right now.
Tag us and at HelloTushy on social media so we can celebrate your clean butt with you.
That's HelloTushy.com/badfriends for 10% off.
BetterHelp. Hey, life can be very overwhelming.
You
many
can
people
tell me that again.
Are burnt out, you know, and bummed without even knowing it. You can be without motivation. You can feel helpless or trapped, detachment, fatigue, and so much more. And these are all signs that you may need to get a little bit of online therapy.
But I have
therapy.
A solution.
You got
BetterHelp,
one?
Dude, because I've been using BetterHelp. Mm-hmm. And it's you know, all the sadness and the trauma and all that. It's been relieved. I feel free as a little fly baby.
A little fly baby?
Yeah,
baby
yeah.
Boy?
We associate burnout with work, but that's not the only cause. Any of our roles in life can lead us to feel burned out, and BetterHelp Online Therapy wants to remind you to prioritize yourself. Talking with someone can help you figure out that what's causing stress in your life.
Yep. So look, Bob and I both talked about this. We use it. I do love it. I do think that perhaps online therapy might be right for you. You don't have to go to a weird office. You can stay at home, which Bob loves.
Mm-hmm.
It's customized online therapy from BetterHelp that offers video and phone, even live chat sessions with your therapist. You don't have to turn on your camera if you don't want to, and it's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours.
What about you, Jules?
How can they get the deal, Jules?
Bad Friends listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/badfriends. That's BetterHelp.com/badfriends.
Zombie apocalypse, though, right? I would definitely bring you.
Now, why is that?
Because you're small.
Okay. Low to the ground.
You're low to the ground. Oh, you can get us stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go to the fucking Gelson's, man.
Bobby, you're only an inch taller than me, but go ahead. Fuck
yeah, but that inch
guy.
Is a dead giveaway.
It's a dead giveaway.
They see him. That yellow beanie, they're going to see for miles.
Yeah, I always wear my beanie.
You ain't even...
And at night, we can just, you know, let you go. And you can just scramble on the earth down to wherever you need to go, grab stuff, and then come right back.
I imagine Doc is a zombie. We just let him in.
Let him in.
He's not scary at all.
He's just
what is he going to do?
He's just drunk.
Yeah, he's a
drunk zombie.
Yeah.
Oh, come on back. I'll tell him.
Just taking a nap.
I still have my
do a Doc zombie impression. Okay. Do the combo, all right? You gotta try.
Come on, man. That's fucking good.
Yeah,
though.
Really
like
good.
That's not. I was like,
Tino. Come on, Bobby, man.
Yeah.
Look, I want to say this before we continue on with the fun. This, what is this called again?
Mamoun.
This stuff's fucking good.
Yeah.
Shout out to Mamoun. Okay.
Yeah.
You like the Italian sub.
Mm-hmm. Pretty good.
You don't want to break into the potato salad, do you?
Well, I brought my own, so I'm going to try some of mine.
So Doc says that there's... Is there a ranking system to potato salad?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, it depends on your...
I want
your
you to try
buds.
Both of these and tell me which one is better.
Well, why don't we do this? You guys put two on a plate.
Oh, yeah.
Mix it about.
Yeah.
And see which one's better.
Mm-hmm. And see which one says
go
is better.
Go over there behind... You know, so... This one's Doc. This one's mine.
That's so good. This is so fun. This is
it's
like
fun.
The Pepsi challenge.
Yeah,
remember that?
Fun, yeah.
When they're like, this one's way better. I'm a Coke fan. They're like, well, it was Pepsi.
Yeah.
I never believed that. I thought it was always the other one anyway. Or they put Pepsi in both, and I was like, this is a fucking scam.
Another thing I asked this Juliana was in the car ride over. I said, what drugs have you tried? She goes, I haven't tried any drug except for weed.
Yeah.
And then I go, if Harry Styles was shooting heroin.
Oh, come on.
Would you shoot heroin with him? And she said yes.
What?
Are you serious? You would do that?
But that's never going to happen.
Who the fuck knows? This show is getting popular.
Yeah.
I don't know. Would you
really do that?
If it's with Harry, then yeah.
Would do anything. Would you murder another human being if Harry Styles says, I'd fuck you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
What if he said, okay, how about, would you murder another human being if he said he would just give you a hug?
Hug?
Yeah.
I'm trying to find out your boundaries.
Kiss?
Okay, you get a kiss, but no tongue. Just a quick peck. You got to murder a human being.
No, you have to, someone specific. You have to murder Kalila.
No, I can't.
Would you have sex? Well, if Carrie said, I'll have sex with you if you murder Kalila. This is good.
I have to.
Oh, my God.
You have to kill Kalila?
I think Kalila will understand.
Yeah, she would.
But I fucking wouldn't. And I would kill you.
What would it take if you said you had to kill Tito Bobby? What would you need in exchange for that?
Just a hug.
Just a hug.
Okay. That was funny. And that was the right answer, but that was wrong.
Okay. Hey, dude, this is a comedy show.
Yeah, I love it.
All right, she's right.
All right, so, Doc?
Wait, so you know which one's which?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've labeled one and two here.
Okay, so he knows. Okay. No, so Doc, give it to Doc and let's have a little taste test and let's see which one he thinks is better. But I also, like the Food Network, you got to tell me why. You know, when you watch Food Network, they're like, this is better and da da da. Give me real reasoning to why you think this is better. Which one did you try first?
Number one.
Okay, put the mic a little bit closer to you so we can hear. So what? Okay, so number one. Now give some descriptions about it.
Nice, sweet, smooth taste to it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is that number two now?
That's number two. God damn. Number two is beautiful.
It's good, huh?
Oh, yeah. That sounds like that came... This feel like it came fresh out of the deli section. Mine came out of the container. So my shit been sitting up probably about 3-4 days.
Okay. Which one's better?
One or two?
Number two. I'll go with number
which
two.
Which one was number two, Pete?
Docs.
That was the one that you brought. Shit. So what's the proof of all this? You don't know shit. You don't know shit. Yours was frozen three times, unfrozen, put back on a shelf. This is why I call bullshit.
But I still know because I picked number two.
No. You even said it wasn't yours. You literally went, no, this ain't mine. This is my mine.
Yeah, because I didn't even taste it.
What?
It wasn't open. It was a brand new box.
No, I know, but you picked the one that wasn't your that was yours, thinking it wasn't going to be when you just tasted
exactly.
it.
Exactly. But what I'm trying to tell you is
he's doing mind tricks again.
The Jedi fucking black mind tricks.
Once in a while. You ever had the black bombs do the 3-car Molly on you? Same thing. All right. So
I know. Yeah.
Explain to me.
Please explain.
Sometimes in very heavy touristy areas,
yeah,
there'll be a guy who has 3 cards, 3-card Molly, you know, 3 bent in half, and he'll do this. He'll show up and he'll go, which one's the, you know, and you have to pick, and then it's a trick. There's a, it's a simple way of hiding a card that should be yours that isn't yours.
But FYI, this kimchi?
Yeah. Oh, I've had this.
Is the worst in the market.
Oh, I've had this.
Don't we have this in a home?
It's at Whole Foods.
It's not even open.
No.
Yeah.
This is from Whole Foods?
Yeah.
Let me see. It's the worst in the market.
I've had this shit before.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Look at this. It says from Japan.
Yeah, that's why it's not good.
Yeah. This is also, so these, last week we talked about the ingredients.
Yeah.
You can't, are these some of these ingredients not good for kimchi then? Cabbage, obviously. Yellow onion, green onion, red chili pepper flakes,
those salt, are great.
Fresh peeled garlic, fresh ginger, organic sugar, fish sauce.
The ginger, I don't think, is a thing.
Is it not a thing for kimchi?
I don't know.
Why
I don't
am
know.
I asking you? You're not fucking Korean.
Yeah, ginger.
Fresh ginger, me. Organic sugar, fish salt, salted shrimp. Salted shrimp?
Yeah. Ooh. Have you had kimchi before?
No.
You want
to
try some?
I'm allergic to shrimp.
No, there is no shrimp in this.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I want to try some. That's what I was going to ask you.
Yeah.
If you had shrimp, would you die?
Yeah, probably. Because it caused my throat to swell and shit like that.
Is there shrimp in there?
Let's find out. On this episode of Is There Shrimp In There?
Yeah.
No, for real, is shrimp in there? Because you can't fuck around.
No. Honestly, most kimchi doesn't have shrimp in it. I think they're saying like a salted shrimp flavoring. You can look at it yourself.
No, I can't. So here's how I'm going to explain it to you. One time I
why did I have to say all the ingredients? We could have watched him die, but alive.
But
live on Bad Friends.
Yeah. One time but, I had your some throat would cheese. Swell up, and then you would, your eyes would roll back, and no, you would
throat,
die.
The throat closes.
Whatever happens.
Yeah.
Well, let's see.
When's the last time you had so all shellfish?
Not all of them. Well, yeah. Because I don't know. I haven't had every single one. So I've had lobster. No, can't do lobster. Can't do shrimp. Can't do clams.
Okay.
Can't
mussels?
Do crab. Can't do mussels.
Uh-huh. All of them.
You could just say seafood. At this point, you named everything.
I can eat certain fish, though.
Oh, certain fish. What are the fish you can't have? Like salmon, can you have?
Yeah.
Tuna?
Yeah.
Okay. Like what are the ones you can't
orange
have?
Orange roughy, no.
What?
Orange roughy.
It's a kind of fish, but like the idea that you named, like how often are you seeing orange fucking roughy?
I just got
roughy?
Sick off of it. I don't know what to tell you.
Where did you try orange roughy?
It might have been a restaurant. You know what I'm saying?
That's what orange roughy looks like. It's actually quite good. Yeah. Snapper?
Catfish? Can you eat catfish?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead and say
look
it,
at what a fucking, look at what it looks like.
Yeah.
Is that kind of like me? It looks like one of my ancestors.
I mean, if you were a fish, that would be you.
That's where I came from, for sure.
Real angry.
Have any of y'all had a shark before?
No. Is it legal? Like shark fin
they
soup?
They sell it at Whole Foods.
Shark?
Yes.
You could buy shark at Whole Foods?
Yeah.
What?
Once in a while.
Shark fin? I thought shark fin was illegal.
Nah.
Have you tried monitor lizard?
Holy shit.
Here we go. Now, I know. We're going to the jungle.
We're going deep. Wait, continue. Go ahead and keep talking.
So let me ask you something. All right. Did you just say, have you ever tried monitor lizard?
Yeah.
Okay.
What is that?
It's like a really big lizard that there's... It's a lot in the Philippines, and they just make it their pets.
Monitor lizard.
Yeah.
They make it their pets, but then you said, have you tried it? So do they eat their pets?
Yeah.
Look at the fucking size of that thing.
Look at that fucking thing.
You eat that fucking thing? That's like a Komodo dragon.
Yeah.
What does it taste like? Oh, let me guess.
Chicken.
Chicken.
Yeah, they all taste like chicken.
Yeah.
It's good.
So how do you cook it? You just grill it?
Grill it or just fry it. That's what my uncle did.
Well, let me ask you something. Oh, there's monitor food. You feed it, but then you eat it, I guess. Yeah, do you get it as a pet until you run out of food and then you have to eat it? Is that kind of how it works?
I guess.
Who can afford it as a pet? Obviously someone that has a lot of money.
No, like anyone.
But then when do they decide if they're going to eat it or not?
When they're hungry, I guess.
Yeah, okay.
What is this? Abundang Baywak.
Yeah, that's what it looks like when you eat it.
That's monitor lizard.
Wow.
Let me tell you something. Zoom in on that.
Yeah.
That's good.
That does not look good.
That's the opposite of good.
It looks good.
Yeah.
It does? I can't even see.
I can't. There's not an American dish or any dish I've ever seen that go, oh, it looks like that.
Right.
Yeah, that looks like something out of this world.
You have to try it.
You know what that looks like? Yeah. If I clean out the compost thing under my sink, if stuff gets clogged, that's what it looks like.
Yeah. It does.
It looks like, right?
Yeah.
After that choppy thing in my sink when it gets clogged up, that's exactly what's underneath. Do you want me to bring that next time?
Yeah. Whoa. Or you know, you go in the dryer and then you have that thing and then all that.
The lint? the lint
in there, yeah. They put some of that in there. Yeah, I mean, like, are those poo seeds? I mean, what's in there?
That is not. Oh, and they left some skin on, so you eat some of the skin.
It's crispy, yeah.
Oh, it's crispy.
yucky, buddy.
Yeah, I would fry it to the point where it was just like you could just only taste the charcoal and the darkness of it. If I was on the show alone, then, and that's only day 8.
That's what? Really?
What? If we were on alone and you and I were in the tundra and we haven't eaten in 8 days and we saw a monitor lizard, what's up?
Well, I would eat it way before that.
Day 4?
I'd eat it day 1 if I could get it.
Yeah, okay,
and alone,
day
that,
one, day
that
one.
Show. How
day
about one. This? I proposed it on this show before.
Yeah.
And I've said it again. And I'm going to say it again.
Yeah.
I want Fancy to reach out to Naked and Afraid.
Yeah.
And I want to do it with you.
I would love.
Will you do Naked and Afraid with me?
We got to bring him.
I think there's only 2 people that are allowed. But okay, we'll ask
a 3-man. We got to do a 3-man.
Will you please reach out to Naked and Afraid to see if we can do us 3 on Naked and Afraid?
Number one, I want to see him scared and naked.
Me too.
I don't want to
so
be
so bad.
I'm not
so
trying to be on fucking Naked and Afraid.
Why?
Well, here's what I'm gonna ask you: would y'all eat bugs?
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't go from Naked and Afraid to bugs.
Stop jumping around.
Yeah. Let's talk about Naked and Afraid. Why wouldn't you want to be naked and afraid with us? I want to ask you.
This is a weird scenario. I don't know what.
It's on television. You know how famous you'll be?
Who gives a fuck?
They blur out the dick.
Yeah, I don't care if you show the dick or not. It's just weird to just be out there naked with You two goddamn
our ancestors did this.
Yeah.
What's so weird about it?
I think our ancestors like, okay.
Okay, how about this?
What, our ancestors what? What do you mean? Fucking
more like a leaf dress, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You get something to cover up your penis. They cover it up.
Oh, okay.
And with you, it's not a lot of stuff.
I don't know. I guess it's my problem. I thought we was like rubbing cocks and eating
a little pebble
and
a leaf.
I can't hear you when you're talking over him. You gotta...
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Doc.
No, I just said like... I just thought we'd be like rubbing cocks and eating monitors.
You think that if we were on Naked Afraid, we'd be rubbing cocks to make fire? What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, I got my own bow drill. Look at my dick. Insane.
Insane. Oh, it's just you and I then.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. You and I. Will you propose that fancy? Will you please
Absolutely.
Reach out to them? And also,
yeah.
I have a festival that I want us to go to. Show him the festival that I found today. A 4-day sex island party. Okay? A sex island party in Las Vegas. What is it? You can have 100. It's like 100 prostitutes per guy.
Okay, first of all, number one, do we get passes from our girlfriends and wives?
Well, we have to ask them. It's for the show.
Oh, it's for show business.
This is for the show.
That's for show business.
This is for the show.
Right.
I think it should.
Have you, Doc, have you ever done that?
No, I've never went to a brothel.
But have you had a brothel?
And have a trap house. I've had sex in a trap house, yeah.
A trap house?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know what a trap house is?
No.
Trap house is like the drug house. It's like a...
Yeah, yeah.
So you've had sex at a trap house?
I got blowjobs, yeah.
Oh, you told us about that from people that were on crack.
There you go.
Yeah.
Really?
That's worse than...
But that's fine. But you didn't pay them. You gave them crack.
Correct.
I guess you paid them in a way.
Yeah. They come to you anyway.
Yeah, they're there and you're like, you know, listen.
Hey, baby, let me get a little bit of action for a little bit of... You know what I mean? And then you go, okay.
You're like, look, you got a mouth, I got some crack.
Yeah, let's go on there and get a bit. And then when you're a kid, like, you know what I mean? You're ready to get them blowjobs.
I would be so bad at selling crack.
Oh, you would be? Why? Could you do it all?
I would just give it away. I'd feel so bad when people are like, come on, man. And I'd just be like, here, dude, get out of here. You're scaring me.
I was downtown with my friend Callisto many, many years ago. And a crack addict goes, hey, man, can you spare some change?
Mm-hmm.
And I gave him $40. And then I remember my friend Callisto grabbed me. And he goes, you piece of shit. I go, why? He goes, all he's going to fucking do is buy crack with that. Why'd you do that? And I go, because I didn't have any crack on me.
Yeah. I mean, what did you want me to do?
Yeah, imagine if he asked for some change.
No.
And I gave him crack instead. You know how happy he would be?
It's ecstatic.
He doesn't have to go through, you know what I mean? I was, you know, there's no middleman.
Right.
Go
at that
direct.
Point, hey, man, you got some crack. You're like, I do.
Yeah.
Because they don't want,
be so
they don't want your money because they need to
they
get
want crack.
Because your money is another step.
Yeah.
Now I need to go get the crack.
Yeah, there is that idea that like if you give homeless people money, they'll get liquor or do something bad with it.
So what?
Yeah, but for me, it's like I just want them to be happy.
I give them money all the time.
Me too.
I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck.
Life's too short to me think about what they're going to do with the money.
Because they might buy crack, but they also might buy Jonas Brothers tickets to their next concert.
There you go.
You never know.
Or
they might go to Aspen.
Or they might go to Dave Chappelle at the Bowl and attack him.
Imagine
a guy's like, I'm just saving just enough money to run on stage, to buy a Dave Chappelle ticket so I can run on stage.
Are y'all serious? Y'all give to every homeless person?
Not everyone, but every once in a while, if I have some spare cash, I might do it.
If I have a little bit of money in my pocket, you know what? You know what I do it the most? When I leave the store. If I'm leaving the club and I'm going through Hollywood and there's somebody begging, yeah, I'm going to give it to him.
Okay.
Because why? You say it like you don't. You don't fucking believe in that shit?
No. It's not that. I just don't. I thought you might meant like you run to the ATM, come back and bring them a little crisp. No, I don't.
That's insane.
That's some insane. No, we don't do that.
I'm not going to go to the. I'm not going to go out of my way. And if he dies in the meantime...
although there was one incident when I was at the Comedy Store and I was there during the day to pick up a check, and I remember, I'm going to name his name, but he, very funny comic, but he would relapse and he would always do crack, right? And so he was there during the day just hanging out in the parking lot, right? And he came up to me and he had a fucking lesion on his face, like something had busted open and a blood clot on his face. It was fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And he had no shoes, and he's a really funny guy.
I was there that day, too.
You were there?
Yeah,
you remember that?
A lot that day.
Oh, yeah.
You know who it was? Don't say the name.
Yeah, no, we're not. Right.
So yeah, I know exactly.
You do remember, so I'm not making this up.
No, he's not making it up.
Yeah. And I go, I'll get you a hotel room instead.
Okay.
Because he asked for cash, and I didn't want him to die from doing drugs.
Right.
So twice that's happened in my life. My other friend, Louie, same thing happened.
CK.
Louis, and he had relapsed, and I go, I'll get you a nice hotel for like 3 days, but I'm not gonna give you money because I don't want them to die.
But I think the problem is, then you just gave them a place to do crack. You kind of just gave
That's true. That is true. I didn't think it through.
I'm not getting you crack, but I'm going to get you a roof over your head to do crack.
Yeah. But I mean, in that situation, what do you do, though?
No, dude, you didn't do... Look.
What do you do?
You're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. So you just have to do it and then hope that they make something that it works for them.
Yeah.
I had one of those moments the other day. I cried at like a fucking YouTube video because it was this... I think he had autism and he was like kind of finicky in a guitar store. And he doesn't have autism at all. He was very nervous and he just acted very like uncomfortable. And he was trying to buy a guitar and it was $200. Okay. And the guy said, there is nothing funny about this, by the way. It was just sweet.
Here's the challenge.
Hold on.
The challenge is I want you to find the funny.
I know I'm going to. You know I'm looking for it. I say it.
Here's the challenge.
No, but as the guy says, okay, how much is it? It's $200 with the guitar in the case. He goes, you don't know how long I've been looking for this. I mean, he was like, he needed it so bad. And the guy says, well, how much do you have? He said, I just got paid. So is there a way for me to put some on a card and some on a thing? And he says, yeah. So he lets him do it. He has $150 on this. And then he says he has $50 or something on that. And the guy's like, well, with taxes, it's like $220 or something like that. So he's short $20. Mm. And he goes, oh. And he keeps looking at his wallet. He's doing that thing. It's like almost like cartoonish. He keeps looking at his wallet like something might fall out. And then a woman goes, how much more do you need? And he goes, I'm putting it on layaway. They're going to put it on. They'll hold it for me for 6 weeks until I can muster up $20 more. And she goes, I'll just pay for it. And it made me cry because I was like, this is faith in humanity restored. Now, the other part that they didn't show was that he had to fuck the shit out of this old pig for giving him $20. There's the funny. No, but he got. But it was sweet. It was so sweet. Honestly, I'm being serious.
No, that was really. You know what? That
it was just.
Really
it just made me go. Oh,
why didn't you? You have money. Why didn't you jump in?
It was a video on YouTube. Upstart.
Oh my god! I've had debt
so
problems
debt.
In my life.
Yep.
And I wish back then when I was younger, Upstart was around.
Yeah,
it would have saved
you.
Me.
It would help you. Yeah, Upstart is incredible. The Upstart powered personal loans can help you pay down high interest debt all online with simple and easy to understand payment terms. They've helped over 1.8 million customers on their path to financial freedom.
Whether it's paying off credit cards, consolidating high interest debt, or funding personal expenses, Upstart can help you get one. Fixed monthly payment with a clear pay off date.
Upstart knows you're more than just your credit score. So rather than looking at your credit score alone, Upstart's model considers other factors like your income, employment, and other information provided in your loan application to find you a smarter rate for your loan.
Check your rate in minutes for loans between $1,000 to $50,000 without impacting your credit score. That's huge. And you can even receive funds as fast as one business day after accepting your loan. So don't wait. Check your rate today at upstart.com/badfriends.
That's upstart.com/badfriends to check your rate today. Don't forget to use our URL to let them know we sent you.
Loan amounts will be determined based on your credit, income, and certain other information provided in your loan application. Go to upstart.com/badfriends.
Of course I would. What do you mean you wouldn't?
I would give him $20.
You would not?
$200 guitar ain't nothing for like $75 or something like that. Fuck out of here, man. There's people starving in Africa. Go on with that guy.
Oh, are you helping people starving in Africa? That phrase? How much money have you sent to Africa, Doc?
I haven't sent a goddamn dime.
Well, then shut the fuck up.
I'm just saying, I'm not giving a dude $20 for it.
That says an acoustic guitar is $400. What are you talking about?
Well, whatever the case is, I'm not giving for a guitar. That's a luxury.
Okay, you know what? I hope that guy writes a song about how much he doesn't like you.
Speaking of the saddest thing I've seen on YouTube, can I tell you the saddest video I've seen on YouTube?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to see the whole thing. Let's not play it. But it's this Cambodian TV show.
I'm already crying. Cambodia does it for me every time.
And it's a reunion show when people were ripped apart by the Khmer Rouge and the war. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so they reunite people, right? And a woman gets reunited with her sister, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they hadn't seen each other since they were kids, right? Which makes you cry.
Immediately.
Right? But then there's a third surprise. And I don't want to ruin it for people.
Don't ruin it.
Yeah. But there's a third surprise. And once you see the third surprise, bro.
That's it.
If you don't cry,
turn on the waterworks.
Yeah. Oh. It's really good. It's really good.
What's the name of the show so people can look it up?
Gook Family. I don't know what it's called.
It's Cambodian show where sisters get
reunited. Yeah. You just put Cambodian reunited, and that's the first video. We could actually fast forward it to the end. Yeah, that's it. Can we just fast forward it to the end and to get to the surprise? Oh, yeah. Okay, so I'll just give it away. Fuck it. All right. Right.
Yeah. Roll it in the background.
Though, yeah. So the two sisters get reunited, and then the lady goes, "Well, here's a family photo," and both sisters are like, "Wait a second, that is us as kids, but we haven't seen this photo in 40 years. So where'd you get the photo?" They found the mom.
Shut up. Yeah. That's the photo right there.
Yeah, that's the photo right there. They found the...
Hey, man, you can't hit me with surprises, man. You got to fucking slow that shit down.
Right. So they already did the reunion. That's the reunion. So go Hold back.
On. No. Leave it. Let's do the reveal.
Do the reveal first. Go back. Yeah, so now she's going... They haven't revealed it yet.
Don't be scared. Act normal.
Yeah. That's the mom. Right? So... Wow. Yeah. She's scared.
And why do the kids get lost? Is it they gave up the kids for...
No, they got split during the war. There's bombs going on. People running.
God.
Turn it up now a little bit. Turn it up. It's a rough language, isn't it?
It's so unattractive. I was just thinking the exact same thing.
There's no way to be romantic
with
that.
It's like the opposite of French.
Come here, baby. You know what I mean? It's like so hard to...
She kind of doesn't believe it's her. She's like, "Who is this?"
Yeah, it could be anybody. I mean, Asians they all.
She's like, "You look Chinese."
Yeah, it could have been Sandro in a wig. It doesn't matter. So now, watch. Here's the third.
Nothing can compare to this. Well, just wait.
Well, yeah. Push pause. It would have been great though if right before their embrace. Mom just dies. Or just a heart implodes and she dies. I mean, how? That would have been.
She's like, Mung, duck, duck.
Look, duck, duck.
Doc is you're hit, right, Doc? Hit him hard.
Man, that shit made me water up my mouth. Man, God damn.
Well, God bless, Doc.
God bless you.
Man, that's some special shit.
How do you feel about that, Rudy?
It was sweet.
Doesn't give a shit.
She does not give a fuck. Remember, I tried to show you this video a couple years ago and you didn't even watch it?
No.
Yeah, she doesn't like it.
Why? You don't like to feel, huh?
I like to feel sometimes.
What do you like to feel?
Harry Styles.
Harry.
No, what do you feel?
Yeah.
This isn't it. You don't. This doesn't get you. I think this comes with age. I think you can't appreciate this stuff till you're older.
Yeah.
Then once you get older,
you've never felt loss.
No.
Yeah. And when you feel lost, and I think when that happens, you'll start those feelings. I don't know, maybe.
No, you're right.
I don't know.
When you go through some sort of trauma or loss, there's something that happens when you see stuff like that. It makes you get emotional because you know what it felt like. You know what all those emotions are. You don't have any fucking emotions.
No.
Yeah, we gotta get you some emotions.
I don't know. She's a special one.
Well, the worst part is, like, if she did, like, you know, if she killed Kalilah to bone Harry Styles, like, she'd be even happier about death. So it'd be working in reverse.
Yeah.
It's like she's never going to get back to a good place.
Yeah.
You're gone forever, huh? Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That doesn't do anything to you, though. That really, watching that doesn't even...
It was nice.
Oh, what do you mean? It's nice. God. Nice to look at?
Yeah.
Like, I like their dresses.
Like, when they hug.
Oh.
That was...
But you didn't cry.
What...
Yeah.
No. Right. Her response is, why? Why would I cry?
Yeah.
What would make her cry about that?
Yeah. What would make you cry, do you think?
Dogs.
Oh. So if two dogs. Rook, rook, right? Yeah. And here's your mom dog. Rook, rook.
Do dog reek. Do dog.
Yeah. And they start licking each other and then she's
dog
fucking
reunited.
Like. Yeah.
Do dog reunited.
Yeah.
Reunited. Just write dog reunited. This is going to get you. Yeah. This will get you.
I don't think it will.
You ice cold bitch.
Yeah, I don't think it will.
Oh my God, the dog. Look at that with its owner. Oh, they don't really know that woman that well. Oh, licky face. Oh, he just starts, the red rocket comes out. Look at that, Rudy.
Oh. No, the saddest one
is army soldier. Whenever it's soldiers.
When the dog, there's one where a dog is literally crying at his master's gravesite.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can, he's going.
Oh, yeah. Really like he's doing huffing that. And puffing. Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I remember that. It's husky, right?
It's a husky, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh no!
That. This, no. If this doesn't get you, yeah, you're
a narcissist, cold okay? Piece
yeah,
of shit.
Yeah, yeah, you're a piece of shit.
Holy fuck! This is is actually killing me.
Shit! Why would they put that one right after?
Yeah, because when another dog is gone, they can't believe it. Oh no!
Okay, see that there it is.
See,
oh, this is dying owner.
Oh man, hey man,
this is gonna turn into like a your mom's house where we watch this fucked up shit. No, I can't see this.
Okay, stop turning it off, man. What the fuck, bro? They get worse and worse. You know what I mean? Yeah. The next one is like a dog wearing a wetsuit diving in to save six other dogs.
Jesus Christ. Whoever put that together has no gauge of how extremism works. They're like, oh, there's a dog crying on its on the old owner's grave. And then four dogs in the street that were bludgeoned by cars pawing at each other's face. It's just that was a little
too much.
Way too much.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Okay. Is there a movie that you cried on?
Oh, I cried a million movies
all the time.
All the time.
What, okay, give me two.
I'll give you one scene that makes me cry every time. The last second of the movie Magnolia.
What's at the end there?
So John C. Reilly is dating this girl. This girl was molested by her dad in the movie, right? The talk show.
I remember the movie.
Yeah, talk show host or whatever. Yeah. And he's, you know, going, I want to be with you and we're going to do all these things. And it's just a fucking camera shot on the girl's face. And she's looking at him with tears in her eyes, right? And the last second, she looks in the camera and she smiles. It's so fucking good.
Oof.
It makes me, it's like redemption.
Oh.
It's like feeling safe.
I felt it when you said it.
Yeah.
What makes you cry then, Doc? Do you have something in your mind?
Shit, Gladiator? When the motherfucking, when she's like holding him and he's dying, and then she's like, go to him. And they show his family, and then his wife is like, her hand go across the thistles. Right there, that hand across the thistles, that's it. Motherfucking tears. I'm in that motherfucker boo-hooing.
It's the music.
Every time
it's the music.
What did you just say, Fancy?
It's the music.
The music.
It's music, yeah. The music. Fuck, it's like, God damn it.
What about you, Jules? What have you cried on?
It's the dog movie, Hachiko.
Air Bud. I do get it every time I see Air Bud. Yeah. I start fucking
not
up.
Air Bud. Hachiko?
What?
Hachiko.
Hachiko?
Yeah. C-H-I.
It's an anime? Is it a fucking
anime? No, it's not anime.
I've never heard of Hachiko the movie in my entire fucking life.
That's the movie.
What is this? Who's in there? Wow. Richard fucking Gere?
Richard Gere? Does he jam the fucking dog in his asshole?
Bring up the trailer. That would make me cry too.
That hurts.
Do you even know what he's at, what he's joking about?
No.
Yeah, it's an urban legend. I don't think it's not true. But there's always been this urban legend, and I don't know what I came
know.
From, where Richard Gere stuck a gerbil in his asshole.
What's a gerbil?
It's like a little mouse.
A little hamster.
Why?
I don't know why. What is that urban... How did that even come about, that urban legend?
The
ER. What? The show?
He went to the emergency room and they had to get it out of him. That's
really?
That's where the rumor comes from.
Oh, wow.
Hey, who knows how
See,
much.
If it's true, though. Is it true?
How could you? They're not going to fucking... They'll have that removed. Highly questionable cultural history of Richard Gere's ass gerbil. The article doesn't help me not know.
Yeah.
It's called gerbling.
Yeah.
That's what it's called when you put gerbils in your butthole.
Gerbling.
Gerbling. Yeah, and you got to leave little pieces of food up there for it to find.
Oh.
It's animal cruelty, right?
For some people.
No, but the animal dies, right? There's no animal that goes
in
there.
I bet it comes out alive.
Really?
If I
stuck you in an elephant's asshole, for how long? For more than 15 seconds, you'd be dead.
If I could get a little bit of air, I'd be okay. I mean, some people say eating monitor lizards is bad. You see what I'm saying?
It's fine. It's normal.
See, and so gerbling might be normal in some cultures. Some people might be gerbling might have been the way that they found God. I don't want to question someone's religious.
Yeah.
You know?
But is the sensation, let's explore it a little bit. Is the sensation, I would think, is to feel something die inside you?
Ask Doc.
Oh, my God. Well, fuck.
You gerbil.
No, gerbil, no, dog. Maybe a little hamster or something. Just make that little patter of the feet.
And anybody out there that likes to make art for the show, like, and by the way, I want to say, Carrillo Studios, we love this guy. This dude makes such great art. Anybody that likes to make art for the show, go ahead and make a gerbling doc,
no!
if you could, please. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You won't get out here in the streets, yeah.
Please, please, please.
We love gerbling doc. So go back real quick to this movie. I need to see. Oh, that is Carrillo Art Studios. That's our guy that makes great art for us. We love this dude. Go ahead and say it your way, Fancy, because, you know.
Eric Carrillo.
Yeah, enough. Okay. You let him do that once, and because he's like, can I do it live on the show? I'm like,
are we going back to Hachiko?
I want to see the trailer for Hachiko.
Yeah, trailer for Hachiko.
It's from the director of Chocolat, did this fucking movie.
Wow.
It said based on a true story, too.
Is this it?
Yeah.
This is just a story about a guy who fucking adopted a dog and it works out?
Yeah, but at the end, something happens.
The dog dies.
No.
Richard Gere dies.
Yeah, and then the dog waited for him at the train station. Oh.
But he didn't know because he didn't know he was dead? He got Doc.
He got Doc again.
Keep going. Let's see. They're not going to show anything about him dying.
Yeah.
See, he's always waiting.
Yeah.
All right.
Pause it. Really irresponsible to let this dog just roam around town. Do you know what I mean? He can get hit by a car so easily.
Yeah.
Then why is my dog waiting for me at the train station? Because he had to go 6 miles to get here, Richard Gere.
Yeah.
That was fucking mean. Let him roam around this small
and
town.
And here's another thing. Just if you thought about this. Remember the Cambodian video I showed you earlier? What if they were in town? There'd be no Hachiko.
Wait, that same shot? Dude, that same shot of him looking under that clock where the dog's supposed to be, and it's just those three women. Like,
oh my God. Dude, you are fucking cracking me up right now, dude. Dude, you're cracking me up right now, dude.
You know why?
Why?
Because I saw this video. It's on YouTube where the dog goes and his owner dies and he just goes to the same spot and just waits.
Oh, yeah,
and
I see that. Is that the same video?
Yeah, it's the same. That's got to be what they're talking about. Oh.
We just watched it.
That became real.
Yeah, it is on YouTube. We just saw it.
Yeah.
Now, you mean the real story?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, where the fuck is the real one? That's got to be better than this one. Let me tell you something.
Go ahead.
That didn't get me.
Yeah.
That didn't get me. Not like the Cambodian woman story.
Oh, no.
There it is. Give me the fucking real one.
Give me the real.
Let me see a photo of this, the faithful pup. First of all, it was an Asian guy.
Yeah, it was an Asian story, so you're wrong.
No. I'm talking about there is a real live, like, United States thing that happened.
I know, but it's not that movie. It's not based on that movie.
But I felt it,
Bob. Okay, it's fine.
So wait a minute. This whole film was based on an Asian family and their dog, and they fucking whitewashed this movie.
They whitewashed it, yeah.
Another version of the fucking White Devil.
It's like Ghost in the Shell when they put fucking Scarlett Johansson. Same fucking
Ghost
thing
in the there. Shell, right?
Yeah, they Ghost in the Shell.
You can name
Last
so
Samurai,
many movies they've done
Last
this to.
Goddamn Samurai.
She was white.
Fucking motherfuckers. Yeah.
You can name so many. Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters,
that was an Asian
they
film.
They were all Asians.
Ghostbuster.
Yeah.
Da-da-da-da-da.
Ghostbuster. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah. If there's something scary, you don't know why.
Oh, no, Shrimer. Shrimer.
Everybody know. Ghostbuster. Yeah. Yeah, it was.
And Slimer.
Yeah.
Shrimer. Ah! I put a green on you. Green on you.
The ghosts are all yellow.
I am with a keymaster.
Oh my
Insane.
God.
I'm sick of white people fucking stealing Asian films. And we got to put a stop to it.
Tired of it.
It's disgusting.
Well, I mean, I told you about, you know, because I have a joke about it on stage about they made a movie about Genghis Khan.
Oh, yeah.
And John Wayne played him.
I know. That picture
John
we showed.
John Wayne played Genghis Khan in a fucking movie.
You know who Genghis Khan is, don't you?
Yeah.
Do you know who that is, Rudy?
No.
Look at that. John Wayne is Genghis Khan.
He was the Joe Stalin of China.
Look at that.
Look at that.
Did you say he was the Joe Biden of China?
No, Joe Stalin of China.
Oh, I was like, what the fuck? What a weird...
No, he was a Joe Biden of Chinese people, man, back then. He was a Kamala Harris of China.
Zoom in on how insane that is.
This is insane.
That's John Wayne.
Yeah. As an Asian guy. That's what they used to do.
By the way, doesn't look Asian even a little bit.
At all.
Not at all.
That just looks like a guy who likes motorcycles.
Yeah.
That's just a fucking...
But imagine the calls that the Asian actors that auditioned for that part got when they found out who got it. Who? What?
Look at the guy to his right, how they've gussied him up. That is crazy shit.
Crazy, dude.
Oh, that's a white guy, too.
Yeah, that's a white guy. Yeah, yeah. They're all white. Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
They used to do that.
Go to the IMDb page, and I want to see the cast, and let's see actually how many fucking Asian members are on the cast.
Yeah, what's that movie called?
The Conqueror.
It's called The Conqueror.
Yeah, The Conqueror. That's right. Conqueror,
yeah.
Okay. 1956?
1956, yep.
Okay, scroll down.
Scroll down.
By the way, the love interest, also a white girl.
Yeah.
Oh, stars, here we go. Zoom in deep. John Wayne. Susan Hayward, Pedro. So Latin dudes got it before. Yeah. Agnes Moorehead, Thomas Gomez,
as Wang Khan. He did a great job though. Yeah, he was
John
dead on.
Hoyt, William Conrad, Ted DeCourcy. So wait a minute.
There's a Lee Van Cleef. Could he be?
As Chepe. Oh,
yeah, yeah.
At the bottom. Oh.
Richard Liu, the captain of Wang's guard.
Oh, he background. Yeah, yeah.
What? That's the only Asian we found on the primary cast.
Yeah, yeah. There's a billion Chinese, and they can only find one. That's crazy.
There's a billion of these fucking people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they're like, we just don't know where to turn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just don't think we can cast any Asians in this.
Yeah, it's insane.
Wow, Richard Liu. Shout out to fucking Richard Liu. You know what?
Yeah.
This episode we're dedicating to Richard Liu.
Richard Liu.
Shout out to Richard Liu, born in one of your favorite places in Hawaii. Died the year of our Lord, Andrew Santino's birth, 1983, here in Los Angeles. What else did Richard Liu do? I bet you some more racist shit.
Yeah.
The Man with the Golden Gun, Steel Helmet, The Quiet American, Purple Heart. Let's see his names, though. This has always got to be. Go. Yeah, scroll down to his actor. Let's see the name of all. It's always got to be.
What if he did a movie called Emperor Hirohito and Steve Martin played Emperor Hirohito? And he's just a guardsman.
Look at all of his names. Cam Chung, Chen Li, Dr. Li Pu,
yeah.
Chiang Kai-shek,
yeah.
High Fat, Tanaka, Y.S. Chen,
yeah.
Lin Chu Tai, Shen Shi, Leo. My favorite is when it's just like Mark.
But yeah. Jimmy McGavin or something.
Yeah, right.
Let me ask you something. That's what's bullshit about it is that not like, because he's born in Hawaii, you know what I mean? So he's an American guy, right?
Yeah, he's an American
citizen. Imagine that's all he could get. Yeah. Those are his thing. Chang.
Yeah, ping pong.
Ping pong. You know what I mean? And he's like, and that's once every 5 years, probably there's one part as a guardsman or some butler.
Well, even on, he looked, no, right there. Hawaii 5-0, 1968. Wong Tu.
Yeah.
Wong Tu.
Yeah.
And you know those writers are doing that because they think that something's funny. You know what I mean? The writers are like, Wing Wang or Wang Chung.
Or they just take pots and pans and just throw it against the wall.
Hey, in I Dream, look at this. In I Dream a Genie, he was just Wong. Just Wong.
Yeah. Hey, can I be Wong too? No, just Wong.
Well, here's a question.
Yeah.
Does Korea remake American movies?
No.
They don't?
No, Korean does a lot of original stuff.
We do original stuff.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Well, you think that Korea is going to make... Let me sit there. I have an idea.
Go on with the
Let's
wind.
Let's do Malcolm X biopic or Korean cast.
By the way, I'm watching that in the theater.
Yeah, yeah. And there's Malcolm X, Bobby Ree.
You know what it should be?
What?
It should be, what's the Denzel movie? King Kong Ain't Got Shit on Me.
Training Day.
Korean style would be so funny.
Yeah. But they would set it, they would rewrite it, right? But they would never do a biopic, right? I don't think, they would... You know, because Seven Samurai, America made it into Magnificent Seven, which is okay because they set Samurai into Cowboy, and they same storyline, but they switched the character. That's one thing.
That's
right?
Cool. You could do that,
but
I guess.
But if you're casting, you know what I mean, a white dude to play an Asian guy, that's where I have the problem.
It's just goofball shit.
It's goofball.
Yeah.
Especially a historic figure. Not like... It's not like just a random dude. It's fucking Genghis Khan. Yeah, it's weird to play a big figure, and it's weird on all fronts. But also, shout out one more time to our main guy. What was his name again here? Richard Liu.
You please memorize it.
Richard Liu. Shout out to Richard Liu. Rest in peace. Thank you for coming to the cookout, by the way, and I'm appreciative of you guys bringing food. What is this again?
This is potatoes and eggs.
Potatoes and eggs?
Yes.
That doesn't sound good.
Yeah, I don't know right now. A pass?
Wait, I got. And what is this? Is homemade?
Yes.
Wait, who made this?
I made it.
You did? Wait, I got to try it.
Oh, it actually smells really good. You want to try one of these?
Yeah,
potatoes and eggs?
Really good.
This is really good.
It was warm for breakfast.
Oh, my God.
I killed it.
Wait, what's this called?
Tortilla.
No, it's not a fucking tortilla. Don't do that
shit. Spanish, not Mexican.
Rude. That's rude. That is rude.
You're calling Mexicans lazy because they don't do that with their tortilla.
Wait, this is called tortilla.
Yeah.
Wow, this is good.
Really good.
Give some
Thank you for being a bad friend.
Give some to Doc.
Thank you for being a bad friend.
My God, that's really good.
That's where the punch is.
It's at the government.
That's where my finger's being pointed.
It's at the fucking government.
I never said that it was this color. I'm saying this is happening to
people.
Us because
it's white people.
The most uneducated guy on earth.
Yeah, they're
the guy who
really
knows literally nothing.
I know a lot.
Guy who knows literally nothing.
Yeah, I know about critical race theory and everything.
You know about critical race theory? You're so fucking dumb.
Now listen to me.